USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It stretches credulity to believe the Crown Prince wasn't involved in this. I think that's the way they're going to write this off.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, a guest on Fox News Sunday, talking about Saudi Arabia and the government's explanation of how Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi killed.
This isn't the first incident. This is just another in the line of long incidents of Saudi insults to the civilized world.
Senator Paul says he doesn't believe Khashoggi died in a fight. The journalist last seen on security video walking into the consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, back on October 2nd.
I think it's insulting to anyone who's analyzing this with any kind of intelligent background to think that, oh, a fist fight led to a dismemberment with a bone saw.
There's still no sign of Khashoggi's body. Unclear if he was dismembered and removed from the consulate by a group of Saudis who flew into Turkey to meet with him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Despite Mexico's efforts to stop them at the border, a growing number of Central American migrants resume their advance toward the U.S. border in southern Mexico. Their number is swelling to around 5,000. President Trump telling supporters in Mesa, Arizona,
"You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, this country doesn't want them."
The president saying he'll call in the military to stop them at the border if need be. A Georgia police officer shot and killed while checking out a suspicious vehicle with his partner near a middle school in the Snellville area.
The suspect vehicle crashed not far from the scene, so probably less than a mile away from the scene.
A police spokesman says one of the suspects was caught, the other is still at large. The officer, 30-year-old Antoine Tony, had been on the force for nearly 3 years. LeBron James' return home is spoiled when punches are thrown during Houston's win over the Lakers. The Rockets' Chris Paul and LA's Brandon Ingram and Rajon Rondo were all ejected from the game for throwing punches, and all are likely to be suspended. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Shots were fired from inside the vehicle, striking Officer Tony.
In Georgia, a police officer shot and killed in Gwinnett County. Antoine Tony, 30 years old, just a few days shy of his three-year anniversary of joining the force. The officer responding to a 911 call about people smoking marijuana in a car parked in a school lot. When he approaches, one of the men opens fire, killing him. The 18-year-old driver of the car under arrest, the shooter, 19 years old, still on the run.
One of the officers on the scene pulled Officer Tony to cover. Officer Tony was transported to Gwinnett Medical Center, where he ultimately expired.
Changing gears now to politics, President Trump going state to state ahead of the midterm election, holding Make America Great Again rallies. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden also campaigning. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe. Because he ran at least twice, I think three times, they say twice, I think he ran three times, and he never had more than 1%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
He's been shredded by a president who is all about himself. It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. We're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.